Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 355, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday question and answer edition of Optimal Health Daily. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. So a very happy day after Thanksgiving to you for those of you in the US. You might be recovering today, you might be hitting the gym hard today based on what happened yesterday as far as not moving a whole lot, consuming maybe too much food, but that's okay. Today's question, we'll actually talk about maintaining body weight. So this might be the perfect topic, something that you needed to hear today to get you back on track. So with that, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, I've been following a ketogenic diet or low carb, high fat diet for over 6 months, and I've now reached my goal weight. I'd like to maintain my weight and not lose any more. How can I stop losing weight, and what sort of things can I start to eat that I haven't been eating before? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Debbie, and congratulations on reaching your goal weight. That is no easy feat. Now, following a ketogenic diet over the long term can be quite challenging given that it is so restrictive. Plus, as I've mentioned on this podcast before, we simply don't know whether it is safe to follow in the long term for otherwise healthy individuals. So let's reset really quickly and make sure everyone knows what we're talking about when we say ketogenic diet. So typical American diets consist of about 60% of one's daily energy or calories coming from carbohydrates, about 15% coming from protein, and about 25% from fat. Now contrast this with the ketogenic diet, which requires only 10% of one's calories coming from carbohydrate, 20% from protein, and a whopping 70% from fat. So basically, it's a lower carbohydrate, high fat diet. So your question was about maintaining your body weight now that you've reached your goal weight. Given that you've been on such a restrictive diet, the key is to go about this very slowly. We don't want you to experience any unpleasant side effects from jumping in too quickly. So, here are my tips for maintaining your body weight. First, continue exercising. Now, you didn't mention this specifically, Debbie, but I'm assuming that exercise was part of your weight loss routine. If it wasn't, that's obviously okay because you reached your goal weight. But if you want to maintain it, exercise needs to be a regular fixture. Lots and lots of data have revealed that exercise is one of the most important behaviors for losing and maintaining weight. And it's not just because exercise helps burn calories, but it helps build muscle and maintain muscle. This helps us stay nimble and active as we get older. And this is important for our psychological health as well. Remember, exercise affects nearly every cell in our body in a positive way, from head to toe. If you're just starting out, aim for about 5 to 10 minutes of cardiovascular activity like walking at a moderate pace per day. If you're more advanced than that, try walking for 30 minutes straight pretty much every day. More advanced than that, try jogging for 10 minutes or up to 30 minutes per day. Even more advanced, try and get to 30 minutes of jogging straight most days of the week, maybe not every day. And then definitely add some resistance training to make sure those muscles are strong. And even just body weight exercises, as I've mentioned before on this show, will do just fine. You don't need to be at the gym. Next, surround yourself with those that support you. These are folks that are aware of your weight loss efforts and don't try and sabotage all of the progress you have made. Ideally, they perform the same healthy behaviors that you hope to continue incorporating as part of your new lifestyle. So hopefully, they exercise regularly. They plan their meals. They watch their portions. You know, all of the stuff I rant about on this show all the time. And finally, slowly, and I repeat, slowly, increase your intake of carbohydrate-rich foods while decreasing those high-fat foods. My recommendation would be to begin adding some starchy vegetables first. Vegetables like carrots, zucchini, squash, sweet potato, and beans and lentils. Yes, beans and lentils are a source of protein, but they also count as a vegetable. So yes, while these foods are still nutritious, they do contain more carbohydrates than other vegetables like lettuce, bell peppers, onions, mushrooms, broccoli, cauliflower, you get the idea. So what do I mean by slowly? Think one serving at a time. For example, tomorrow, follow your normal ketogenic diet, but with the following exceptions. Swap out some of the high-fat food you would normally eat for a serving of carrots. So let's say you normally eat one whole avocado each day as part of your normal ketogenic diet. Tomorrow, eat 3/4 of the avocado, again, instead of the whole thing, and add 12 baby carrots to your meal instead. 12 baby carrots is one serving of carrots. Do this for 1 week. Then, the next week, eat half of the avocado instead of 3/4 of it like you had been doing. Continue eating the 12 baby carrots, then add a serving of sweet potato, which is about 1/2 cup, or beans or lentils, which is 1/2 cup cooked. So eventually, the goal will be to each day consume about 50% of your calories coming from carbohydrate, about 25% of your calories should come from protein, and about 25% of your calories should come from healthy fats. Now, these healthy fats are sometimes called unsaturated fats, and they include olive oil, avocado, like I mentioned, nuts, and fatty fish, just name a few. So this ratio of carbohydrates, protein, and fats appears to be the magic formula when it comes to maintaining body weight. And like I always say, look at your food environment. Use smaller plates and bowls and cups. That'll help you consume fewer calories with each meal. Move some of those not-so-great foods, those trigger foods, to a higher shelf or a lower shelf or push them way in the back. Those little fixes that you can do right now will help you stay on track as well. And Debbie, I wish you continued success as you move forward in your journey towards a healthier lifestyle.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, that'll do it for this week. Thank you, as always, for listening every day and all the way through. Have a wonderful long weekend again for those of you in the U.S. For the rest of you, have a wonderful regular weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.